You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Ah, the signature tune of country singer Charlie Pride. Just one of dozens of number one hits he's had. In total, he sold some 70 million records. Pride was also the first African-American singer to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. That was in 1967. And in 2 weeks, Charlie Pride will be honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys. Pretty extraordinary for a man who grew up in Mississippi, the son of a sharecropper. Charlie Pride spoke to us from the studios of KERA in Dallas, and he told us about his early baseball career and how he discovered country music.
We had an old Philco radio my dad bought, and of course he was the only one that messed with the knobs, and whatever we heard is what he heard. So Nashville was about 275 miles from where I was born, down in Mississippi, and it was 50,000 watts, and that's what we got every Saturday, and I just got kind of hooked on it, and I bought me a Sizzle Book guitar and start emulating the singers, and that's one thing led to another, from baseball to segueing into this.
Yeah, you originally wanted to be a major league baseball player.
Right. See, when I saw Jackie Robinson go to the major leagues, I'm picking cotton beside my dad, and I said, uh-oh, here's my way out of the cotton field. So when I saw him go to the majors, I said, boy, I tell you, I'd like to go to the major league and break all the records there and set new ones by the time I'm 35, 36, then I would sing. That's kind of the way I had it kind of planned.
So you're playing baseball. Tell me about how you made the transition into being a full-time musician.
Well, I went in the Army in 56, got out in 58. I still was signed to the Memphis Red Sox, and but when I went in the Army, I was single, but when I came out, I had married and had a kid. Hmm. I had a chance to try to get my release from Memphis, and I read an article in the Sporting News, baseball players capable of playing A-ball right this summer. I got a reply from Missoula, Montana. When I got to Montana, Red Foley and Red Savine came up there to do a show. I went out backstage. They let me sing on the show. They said, you ought to go to Nashville. I went to Nashville. I went to Nashville, and the guy that was doing public relations for the publishing company that they told me to go to, he come in and heard me. I sang for him. He said, where are you from? I said, I'm from, born and raised in Mississippi, but I live in Montana. Well, how do they take you up there? I said, by the way, you doing right now when they see me? Because, you know, with the pigmentation I have, I said, oh, you look like them, and he sound like us.
Oh, the snakes call at night.
So when you went and auditioned, they said, you sound like us, I guess, white and country, but you're black.
Now then, see, let me explain that, too. See, Chet Atkins took the dub. I did a dub for Jack Clement. Chet Atkins took it out to Monterey, California, and played it for all the bigwigs there. And he said, how you like this voice? And so they all said, this sounds good. Why? So when he showed the picture and said he was colored, everybody looked at one another, but unanimously they said, well, we're still going to sign him. We ain't going to say nothing about it. And that's the way they did it.
But just between you and me, I've got my doubts about it. Because just between you and me, you're too much to forget.
I'm going to ask you a little bit, since you brought it up, about the fact that you are African-American in a genre that is still seen as sort of music for white America in many ways. Do you see it as that way, country music?
No, that's why I'm where I am. I never see nothing but the staunch American, Charlie Pride. But see, like when I got into it, about the minute I told you a while ago about you look like them and sound like us. Say, for instance, like I'm talking to you, they use different description. They'll say, well, Charlie, how does it feel to be the Jackie Robinson of country music? Or, Charlie, how does it feel to be the first colored country singer? How does it feel to be the first Negro country singer? How does it feel to be the first black country singer? So it don't bother me, other than I have to explain it to you how I maneuvered around all these obstacles to get to where I am today. So I like to clear that up, because, like, I've got a great-grandson and daughter, and they're going to be asking them that, too, if we don't get out of this crutch we all been in all these years. of trying to get free of all of that, you see? Y'all, them, and us.
I read that your sister used to say to you, why are you singing their music?
Right. Right. She passed on, just passed on about 6-8 months ago. She was the oldest of 11 of us. She said to me, she said, why are you singing their music? And I said, well, it's my music too. She said, well, it ain't going to get you nothing. Now, before she passed away, I bought her about 2 or 3 SUVs. And she tells people, she said, I laughed at him and all that and told him it was, why is he playing their music? And she said, but who's laughing now?
Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
As far as being in the country music field, my greatest feeling was when I was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. But there's so many other, you know, I got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame between Gladys Knight and Leonard Bernstein. I've got 3 Grammys. Second only to Elvis to sell the most records on RCA before they sold it all to, I guess, to Sony.
Did you meet Elvis?
Oh, yes, yes. We used to play the Houston Livestock Show. But yes, I met him. In fact, I went to 2 of his openings. The 3rd opening I went to with him was 1971. That year I won Male Vocalist and Entertainer of the Year. I was out in the audience. He said, ladies and gentlemen, out in the audience is the easy part's over now. That's the line in one of my singles. And he says, Charlie Pride up. So I waved and everything. And he invited us all up to the suites. Then I got up there, Lulu, and I walked all the way around all those 15 suites up there. I said, boy, this is a long ways from picking cotton beside my dad and trying to get here, you see. So you just think about those kind of things, too.
Charlie Pride, he'll receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys on February 12th. He joined us from the studios of KERA in Dallas. Thank you so much, sir, for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Kiss an angel good morning. Love her like the devil when you get back home.